is the Don and Mike Show.
You like beautiful America?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic dragon, lift high the sea.
It's a great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
No. No. What? No, 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 Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, grass?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show. Just think of all the good they've done. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Whoops, sorry, dude. Didn't mean to step on you. That's right. Don and Mike coming up at 3. Stay tuned and stand by. Now it's time to get back to the best of working out the bet money from Super Tuesday. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Let me get this straight.
I refuse to pay.
This is like playing poker.
Questionable accounting procedures in the next room.
You guys both collectively you owe me $30.
Right.
Okay. All right.
I don't have it on me today.
Bonus. That's okay. I don't either.
Okay.
I don't either. You want to go?
I'll owe you.
You want to go? Oh, that means you never pay me. But it's all right. We're going to Vegas together.
Yeah, we're going to Vegas.
Because, you know, we'll both have the Vegas moment.
Yeah,
at some point,
we will.
When one of us says to the other, hey, you got a couple?
Mm-hmm.
And then you pull out the money. And then when you've known a guy a long time, like me and Mike,
right?
You pull out the money and just start handing it over and going, okay, how many times have you and I done that? Where it's, hey, do you have any, even for something simple like, you know, a bag of chips or something.
Right.
Hey, I don't have any money at all. Do you have any money?
Yes.
And we've never really kept track.
We've never really kept an accounting of it.
No, we haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very generous with each other, very cheap with everybody else. Like with Joe, buying water and buying Diet Vanilla Coke.
Uh-huh. Right.
We ask for receipts.
We want receipts.
We're constantly,
I asked him today, I said, you know, how come I don't get change back from my chicken breasts?
We're constantly thinking that everybody's taking money from us, but with each other, it's like you might as well just open the window and throw the money out the window.
It's the way it's always been.
What's that, Mike? You need some money for gambling? Here you go!
There you are.
You didn't, Mike? It's me, Don. You're not going to believe this. I've had a problem with the rental car. I need $100.
There you are.
It wasn't always like that, but then came my internship.
Yes, of course, yes. Yes, and let me tell you something about a boy that decided to get rich on the backs of the two guys he was working for. His name's Rob Spiewak, and over...
Rob Spiewak.
How long was the total time that you were doing that
the
function?
Internship?
It went beyond your internship into your regular, right,
yeah,
duties?
Oh, yeah.
Total time, what do you think? What was it, Rob?
Well, to this day, it continues.
It continues, and I believe Rob would be into both of us, and I combine both of us, for close to $80,000.
Wow.
I think I still know your ATM.
Yeah, you do.
PIN number.
Yeah, write it down.
You have a pen?
I know you do.
I think I
know you do.
Oh, this is always fun.
Go ahead. Let me see if he's got it. He's gonna write it down right now. He's going to write it down. Wrong. Great, you've forgotten it. Finally, you've forgotten it.
I'll have to go back to my records.
Yes, records of it.
Not
records.
Only do I have it, I think I still have the scrap of paper where you wrote it down.
I'm sure he does.
He does.
Guys, listen, speaking of Las Vegas,
uh-huh,
we're going to be there next week.
I'm excited about that trip.
Courtesy of HBO, Friday we'll be broadcasting live from Mandalay Bay. Mike, let me just say, our prayers,
the prayers of a grateful nation,
yes,
have been answered.
Of course.
Roy Horn, speaking of Las Vegas,
yes,
is able to walk again.
Yes!
Wow.
Yes!
Able to walk again. 5 months after he was mauled by a tiger.
A white tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Horn was able to walk with the help of a wheeled walking aid.
He's back. Oh, this means maybe there's going to be a show.
He walked 558 paces last week.
Oh.
He has strong willpower. And he's training intensively. He was mauled by a 300-pound white tiger in Las Vegas. in October. And Siegfried Fischbacher has downplayed his injuries, but Fischbacher has also said that he had a stroke.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there a rumor that Fischbacher split?
That we had that report.
That he couldn't handle it?
Yeah, that's what we'd heard.
There were also rumors that, remember the day the guy called and said, and I ended up reading it on the internet somewhere as well, that there have been different Roys.
Yeah.
Or different, there have been different Siegfrieds or different Roys.
And there was another rumor that said he had the stroke prior to being attacked by the tiger.
I'd heard that too.
Anyway, he's walking.
Thank God.
Our trip to Las Vegas.
I think we're all happy about that.
Our trip to Las Vegas next week will be a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Sopranos start on Sunday night.
Great.
Get ready to get hooked. I think, like with everything, all of the bad feelings are gone. The fact that they've been gone for so long and everybody was mad that the Sopranos weren't
on. I like Steve Buscemi joining the cast. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be terrific.
So, do you want to know what's in the first four episodes?
Now, you have a decision to make here. I mean, do you really know?
Yes, the decision has been made. I already know.
Right.
The episodes which have been screened, and we got a copy of it from HBO, Rat Pack. That's episode 54. That's the one that'll be on in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 3 weeks, you got the one called Where's Johnny? And then in 4 weeks, you have one called All Happy Families. And the one that's on tomorrow, or on Sunday night.
Right.
Well, I don't have the title, but I can certainly tell you what happened.
Oh, no!
So you don't want to know?
No, I don't think anybody wants to know.
I don't think so.
You don't want to know?
In fact, I think this is very bad.
You don't want to know how the season begins?
La, 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 la. You're going to do it, aren't you?
You don't even want to know? Listen, what I'm going to tell you is so non...
But it's really big. If you were... If it was on the other foot, you wouldn't want this.
You don't
want
to know that...
La, 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 la. This is cruel. This is very cruel, what you're doing to your listening audience.
The season begins.
This is terrible stuff.
Mike.
This is so bad.
Can I just tell you something?
You can tell me something.
That Tony.
I'm not sure I want to hear this. This is craziness.
Yeah.
You're losing your head.
I'm not losing my head.
All right, can I warn everybody, if you're really into The Sopranos,
you know,
looking forward to the premiere, turn your radios down right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a con. I've got it all. I'm not going to give it all. What I'm going to give is something that is so insignificant.
Okay, good.
You're going to say, oh, I got all worked up
about
nothing.
Now they've turned the radios down, so they're not hearing you do this.
Because you overreacted.
I overreacted because you presented it as such.
Well, I have it all right here.
You've read it?
Yes.
Does it ruin it for you?
No.
Hmm.
No.
A little bit? Yeah, a little bit. See, that's the thing. He's ruined it for himself.
Bluffing.
And now he wants to breathe. Or he is bluffing.
Mike?
Do you know anything about what's going to happen? They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that.
Okay. I swear on my son's life.
Yes?
Yes. The first four episodes have been sent to people for previewing. We have had, the episodes did get here to the radio station from HBO. We've got them. A lot of media people have them. It's not unusual. If you do any kind of a search, you can go to, well, it was in the New York Daily News today. They didn't have the...
Well, okay, so they've sent it along.
The lengthy summaries of all of the episodes.
So we have them upstairs?
Well, actually, we have them in a suburban location.
They're at your house?
That would be the suburban location.
Have you watched any of them yet?
I would rather not answer that
question. You watched the first one already.
I would rather not answer that question. I would rather not answer, okay? I would rather not answer the question.
HBO always sends you stuff.
They do. They do. And it didn't come in a box that said my name and your name. It said my name.
Well, I know. They always send stuff to you.
Because I like getting the tapes of the stuff early. I will bring you the tape tomorrow. Would you want to see the episode before Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah, big time.
How much would you want to see it before Sunday?
I'll wait for Sunday night with everybody else. You're ruined it for
me.
This is like a really good movie I'm looking forward to. I've actually gotten pretty psyched for The Sopranos, and this is really that you're toying with me.
Of course I am.
Like a ball of yarn.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
Tell us, baby.
What do you want to know for?
Oh, watch it over and over when reruns, so why not get the first run now?
Yeah, but if you watch it on reruns, then you're not going
to... Dave.
Shut up. Shut up, please.
Everybody's
enjoying this.
Everybody's got an opinion on it.
Toying with all of us now.
Can I just tell you what I was originally going to tell you?
Yes, go ahead, Lee.
About the first episode in the fifth season of The Sopranos, a season in which Tony is Now, Mike, hold on. Why are you putting your hands over your face? All I was going to say is redefining roles.
I'll tell you why, because I watch a lot of HBO, and I've watched the promos, and the promos are very cryptic. The promos don't give you anything. They really give you very little. You know, just little. In fact, that's what I like about it. That's what's ramping me up for the show. Okay. You might tell me something now that you think is insignificant that will ruin it for me.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Last year or 2 years ago when it ended, Tony broke up with Carmella. Remember, she kicked him out.
Yeah, he was down at, like, the beach house. That was where he ended up.
Do you want to know where he's living now?
No. No, I really want to turn it on and be completely surprised on Sunday night. And I think a lot of people feel the same way as I do.
Yeah.
Hello, Junior. Like, I'm supposed to take this call seriously because it says on the screen his name is Junior. Unless this is Dale Earnhardt. Well, what the hell are you doing, Junior?
No, it is. It's, you know, Don and Mike. What you don't know could fill a book.
Junior Soprano.
Junior, Junior. Junior.
Yes.
Hi, Junior.
Uncle Junior.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Don.
Yes.
I think I speak for the rest of the collective nation when I say, shut up! Let's watch it on Sunday!
I don't think he has any intention of revealing any plot.
Nor do I.
No, I'm talking about you. I was talking
about
you.
No, I know. I said, or do I? Or do I have the intention of revealing the plot?
That was a question.
Do I? Or do I?
Continue to torture.
Or do I? I know it all.
I just hope it's good.
I don't want to pile on, but I've seen this Tuesday's episode of According to Jim.
Rob.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Ron and Fez at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. on 106.7 WJFK.
Listen up, all tailgaters and football fans. Springfield Toyota announces its final 04 fall truck and SUV clearance sale. And it's the last chance for you to get that new 04 Toyota and still get the best deal in town. So stop by Springfield Toyota before the end of October and get 1.9% APR or $1,000 cash back. Yes, $1,000. And during this last and final month, you'll get $5,000 off MSRP on 2004 Tacomas, $5,500 off MSRP on 2004 Highlanders, and up to $6,000 off MSRP on 2004 4Runner. And you'll take $6,500 off your 2004 Tundras. Believe it, Springfield Toyota will give you a better deal on any new 2004 in stock, but it's only at Springfield Toyota. Act now because October is the last and final month of Springfield Toyota's fall truck and SUV clearance. So don't forget, when the 04s are gone, the deals are gone at Springfield Toyota. APR and lieu rebates on approved credit on select models. Visit Springfield Toyota online at SpringfieldToyota.com or call 800-TOYOTA-4. That's 800-TOYOTA-4 or SpringfieldToyota.com.
You don't wish your home could get $15,000 better. You don't want to go $1,600 away on vacation. And you don't look ahead to the day when your kid will get $25,000 a year smarter. When it comes to the big stuff, you start with a dream. A big dream. Then you wake up and you see how much that dream costs.
With a Riggs Home Equity line of credit, you can make sure that your finances are as big as your dreams. Our home equity rate could very well be the best deal you'll find in Greater Washington. And the offer can get even better when you have a Riggs checking account, too. Right now, real estate values in this area have gone up so much, your home could have more equity in it, which you can borrow on to pay off high interest rate debt to make